Well, I'm here at BI's Swine Health Seminar here in Orlando, Florida, and Dr. Greg Klein with BI is standing here with me, and they've just announced a new resource when it comes to PED management here for the media tonight, and basically kind of posing the question, where do you go for PED information, and BI's got that for us. So, Greg, first of all, tell me a little bit about the background of you in the industry, and a little bit about Source.
I've been in the swine industry for almost 30 years, and been swine veterinarian, and been around. And you know, PED, almost coming up on 2 years now, came in the United States. It challenged us in a lot of different areas. And, you know, one of the really cool things is the industry grouped together and communicated exceptionally well. Really proud of that. And in just the 2 years that PED has been in the United States, we've really advanced the knowledge on this. Now, that's great, but what that has led to is there's some research at one academic institution and another piece of research at another academic institution, and it makes it difficult for producers and veterinarians to know where to go where they can find all of that information pulled together. And Behring Ingelheim is proud to announce PED Source, your source for PED management and control. It's available now and free to the public. No login, so we want to make it super easy to use. And it's available at www.pedresource.com.
Well, as you said, this is a web-based one-stop shop for, I believe you've mentioned, both the producer and the veterinarian side. And Source, as we all like acronyms, is an acronym. And so without going into huge detail, let's kind of talk about what each one of those letters stands for. We have S, state desired goals, then O, obtain the correct status, and it kind of goes on from there. Kind of break down what those mean and what the producers and vets, once they log in, can and utilize.
The great thing about this acronym, it'll provide the producer or the veterinarian an opportunity to systematically and holistically evaluate their system so that they can better control and manage PED. We think the best way to control or combat PED or prevent it from coming in would be from the systematic review and following the steps with this acronym, from stating your goals and obtaining your current status and understanding your risks and reducing your risks, constructing a solution and executing that solution. It's a logical flow. But at the end of the process, the producer and the veterinarian can join together and systematically review that individual farm and come up with a comprehensive herd plan that is on paper that everyone can train to, everyone can speak to, and everyone can work together to create that right environment on the farm.
Well, you also talked about some of the resources that Source can provide. We're not just talking about what BI is doing. You've got links to lots of other sites out there.
Yeah, that's the value. Where do you go today to find all of the information regarding PED? And there's a lot of different sources out there, from governmental agencies, from academic institutions such as Iowa State or University of Minnesota, South Dakota, UC Davis. There's a bunch of them. There's also industry partners. The pork industries, the journals, the pork, the National Hog Farmer, the feedstuffs, you know, there's information, all of these places. And sometimes it's difficult for someone to remember all of this. If they come to this website, there's links to take you to all of that. And so you won't forget the major sources. And it just makes it so much easier and so much better to arm yourself with the information that's currently available in the industry on PED.
Let's look into the future. So we've got this source for PED. Could this be a source for other types of swine viruses? And what's phase two look like?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. This source acronym, it really isn't just for PED. It's an animal health model. And it's a holistic and systematic, I keep saying those words over and over, it's a holistic and systematic approach to animal disease control and management. And you can insert any disease you want in there. And we look forward to continuing to bring that innovation to the industry, you know, this pragmatic and systematic, if you will, approach.
Well, I think that you've got a cool tool for both the producer and veterinarian. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Once again, the website is available to all. It's free. We're Behringer Ingelheim is very pleased to offer this. BI has a long history of innovative solutions. We think this tool is another innovative solution. You know, in the management and control of PED, we invite anyone to use it. It's like I said, available at www.pedresource.com.
Well, thank you, Greg. Once again, talking with Dr. Greg Klein here at BI Swine Health Seminar in Orlando, Florida. I'm Jamie Johansson.